Who said we couldn't score goals? No, I'm just kidding. obviously, very happy with scoring three goals at home and getting 3 points. You know, could have went either way at times in the game, but I think it's an early season game where we still looked a bit disjointed at times as a unit, but you know, 3 points is 3 points at this point, and feel good about that.
How about the defensive? Was it a lapse? I mean, that short period of time there?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I just looked at Brad Davis's goal. It's a terrific goal. Great finish. I mean, he bent it outside the post and it comes in. No one's got a chance to do anything about it. I think we could have cleared the ball before it got to Brad, but great finish. I think Wondolowski is a pretty good goal too. You know, goes out wide, quick cross, and he meets it perfectly. So you got to give credit to Houston. You know, they're two very good goals, and ours were kind of a little bit scrappy, but very pleased that obviously that the guys were on the score sheet, Ryan, Cam, and Arturo. And I think that we created a number of other chances. Darren could have scored early in the match, but it wouldn't have made a difference. It would have been a lot of goals anyway. Obviously, it was two teams that tried to do the right things.
And it seemed that the offense actually wasn't necessarily better this time. Maybe were they luckier, or was it different this time?
For us, you mean?
Yeah.
I thought we got in better positions last week, to be honest. But what I liked about our guys is that we, you know, we didn't lose focus from the last week and not scoring. We worked hard at our finishing, all types of finishes, and there were, you know, the three goals we got were decent goals, and that's good for the guys that scored as well, and the team.
What was going through your mind in that 10-minute period where, you know, you go up two and then they get two back? That seems like the awful kind of thing that would give you gray hair after.
Yeah, it was going gray anyway, but it's, I think the goal Cam got really helped, because you come in at half time, you know, it's 3-2. So it's, if you're going at 2-2, I think they got their tails up and they're ready to go. And I think 3-2 kind of deflated them a bit. And I think that was probably the goal that obviously it won the game, but it kind of changed the game. Because I told our guys at halftime, let's try and kill the game a little bit, and let's not go helter-skelter, you know, trying to get another one and get concede a goal. And I think that I thought we did a pretty good job of that. You know, they had a couple of sniffs, but so did we. And there's some good soccer players out tonight, you know, both teams. I thought both teams played well. Both were dangerous going forward. And I think that, you know, for a purist, it was a good game.
Any particular performances stand out for you tonight?
I thought Arturo played well. Again, good goal, but I thought his general play was very good. Mm-hmm. You know, he looks sharp, he looks clued in, looks dangerous when he gets the ball, and I think he had a good game tonight.
Aside from the finishing, what did you do this time that was different than the last game to get it better, to get to where you are now?
I thought our general play last weekend was good. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was good tonight. I thought, you know, you can't always play good football all the time. That's the thing, you know, you got to remember that, you know, you're playing against a team that's good, and they're not going to allow you to just do what you want. What I did like about our team, we fought well tonight. I think we, you know, to hang on to 45 minutes against a team that's trying to get a goal back, and to do that and do it well, you know, they had chances. But, you know, to see that through in 45 minutes, not concede another goal was good. I work on the guys' confidence a lot. You know, don't get too high when you win, and don't get too down if you lose. And it's a long season. We've got 3 points out of two games. Now we look forward to next week.
I noticed you also, the substitutions maybe were all offensive, as opposed to you're already up by three, up by one, 3-2. Mm-hmm. Decided to just keep pushing the offensive instead of switching maybe something in for defensive. Well, any particular reason?
Maybe it's the personnel we have. You know, I have trust in Shea, and I have trust in Quincy at this point to come on and do a decent job for us. So, you know, we've got Brandon McDonald, a defensive midfielder, but he's just signed with us, not played too much. So I wouldn't want to put him in a spot that's uncomfortable. He can play, but I think that in that game, the guys that already played from last week would be more clued in and better for it. But I think if you put on a defender, you're gonna sort of, you know, the other team's gonna come onto you and makes it a little more difficult.
Anybody else?
For Quincy, how do you think he did in his second game, getting some minutes on the field?
He's got to learn to stand up. He's got to change his studs or something. He couldn't stand up. But actually, talking to both sets of players, it's very, very slippery out there. It's very firm and slick on top. So, you know, obviously the dew, and you know, it gets watered, but the dew, we've got to try and maybe figure it out when it's not so hard. And
that happened last last time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, last year wasn't as bad.
Yeah.
But this shit's really, really firm.
Yeah,
so
a lot of slippage.
Yeah, yeah, a lot. I mean, Julius James has fallen. It was like, you know, two guys on ice out there, you know, those two, Quincy and... But, Quincy's a kid that's learning the game. You know, he's got a ways to go in his general play, but he's dangerous. He gets a good chance. Should maybe score. Pat makes a good save, but he's one for the future, I think.
Which area you had to improve?
I think our team defending. You know, I think that we allowed them, especially in, I think the two goals they had, somebody was running with the ball for about 30 or 40 yards unopposed, and I told our guys that don't allow that to happen, and then we did a way better job of that second half. So, you know, we're still learning as a team. We'll watch the video of this game and go through it and just get ready for next week.
How are the good goalkeepers in speed?
Yeah, the goalkeeper? Yeah, he did fine. Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problems. Joe's a good goalie.
Okay, good luck next week.
Thank you.
Great, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you both.